Welcome. This is episode 97 of the Lost Trail Runner Podcast. Hey, this is Ron from the Lost Trail Runner Podcast. You're going to be listening to episode 97 of the Lost Trail Runner. And I wanted to put a note in here. Anytime you hear me say Camp Creek Parkway, I really mean Camp Creek Greenway Trail. Those are two different distinct places in the Atlanta area, nowhere near each other. And Camp Creek Parkway is down near the airport. Camp Creek Greenway Trail is near where I live and where I run. So I hope you enjoy it. In this episode of the Lost Trail Runner Podcast, Laura and I are discussing training various other things on our weekday run on the Camp Creek Parkway in Lilburn, Georgia.
Not bad.
So you like that?
Yes.
Did it sync with your phone?
Yeah, it just did right now when I turned it on. It said phone connected.
Oh, good. So it's not one of those you have to worry about.
I don't have to do a lot. I like things that I don't have to do a lot.
Okay, let's see what we're going to do here. I guess we're going to go around that loop and then go out on Greenway Trail.
My ankle is swollen.
Let's see here. What is this?
Tell me when.
Well, just... Okay, ready?
Yep.
Go.
Oh, yeah, this is about right.
This is about a 20-minute pace. I got in 4 miles yesterday. I went out to Stone Mountain and I ran for a mile easy, and then after that was up, I had my watch set where I would run 30 seconds easy, then run 20 seconds a little bit harder, and run 10 seconds fast. And did that four times, and then after I was through with that, I just ran until I had 4 miles,
right.
A little over 4 miles. So it was pretty good, but that was too fast. 15 seconds goes fast when you're resting.
Well, you can change it.
Nah. But we don't have to run fast today.
I'm wore out already.
Well, then don't push the pace. You always say that, and then I have to keep up with you.
I leave.
Huh?
Oh. I had Mexican for Cinco de Mayo.
So did I. I went to El Toro at lunch after I quit working at the golf course.
Was it packed?
No.
No?
Not one in the afternoon. Probably will be this evening.
Yeah.
Yesterday was Star Wars Day.
I know. I did know that. And he said,
"May the fourth be with you." That's why it was Star Wars Day, I think. Because of that. You know, we're supposed to be in our peach tree training right now. Oh, what?
Today's not a good day. 7 miles on Sunday was good.
Yeah?
Today's not a good starting day.
I think I had 4 on Saturday, 7 on Sunday, 4 on Monday, and then the 5 today. We'll be all set.
Yeah, I ain't doing 5 miles.
No.
No.
Oh. trouble is that lunch I had at El Torero.
It's sitting right here?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
It's hard to get moving once I stop. You need new shoes.
Maybe.
Okay, this is a start.
Yeah.
It says right there, Lilburn Greenway Trail start. We're only 3/4 of a mile into it.
I know, and I'm ready to turn around.
Well, we can just do 3 miles today if you want. Yeah. Huh?
I do want just 3 miles.
But once we get going, you might change your mind, you know? When did you get shoes last?
September last year.
You like those Sauconys?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to those other shoes you had? What? Didn't you have some Mizunos or something?
Well, that one pair, and then I went online to try to get that same pair.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't find them.
Oh. Go to the Runner Warehouse and get, go down to Altra Running Shoes.
Altra.
A-L-T-R-A.
Yeah.
And go to the sale section, see if you can find some Superiors for women. Yeah. I think it's a Superior. It's the road shoe of these that I've got on right here.
Right.
These are actually more comfortable than my Hokas are.
Huh.
At least my Bondi 3s I got.
Right.
My Bondi 2s are more comfortable than my Bondi 3s. Of course, they got over 500 miles. Maybe that's why they're more comfortable.
Right.
They're broken.
Right. Since we started about toes, that one toe is so stinking sore.
Which one?
That second one over.
Oh.
And
is it the toenail that hurts?
It looks like my toenail is gonna come off.
Did you cut it too close or something?
No.
Oh. I was listening to another podcast once again.
I was telling people about the Jeff Galloway saying, I said, that's how we have to come to work.
How's that?
Come to work.
Oh, do 10 minutes?
He's going to say he's going to run. I'm going to say it's going to be a good day until it gets squashed.
Oh.
Because it's so crazy right now.
Well, that same podcast I was listening to, they went over these intervals of running and walking.
Right.
And he was talking about cutting it down.
Right.
Like started out at 3 and 1 and ended 90 and 30.
Right.
You know, like that. They're doing what we're doing right here, 15 and 15. And he says, people are going just as fast as they were with the higher intervals.
Right.
But they don't get as tired doing 15 and 15.
Right.
So, must be something to it. Of course, yesterday, when I went at Stone Mountain, I did 15 and 15 for my mild warm-up. And then, when I finished the fartlek section,
right,
then I went back to 15 and 15 for the end, which was about two miles and something, 2.6 maybe. We'll do a stair workout here.
Some days my ankles hurt. Other days they don't.
Well,
gotta start stretching them on a regular basis or something.
Yeah. Or be more consistent with your running.
Maybe. But they get so tight.
Yeah.
But like Sunday they weren't.
Oh, they weren't?
Oh. But like today, they feel swollen.
You know, I was surprised Sunday. We did that 7 miles doing a walk 20, run 15.
Yeah.
We still averaged 13:23 mile.
Wow. Yeah.
Which I thought was pretty good for easy
right.
Run, you know. Today was actually supposed to be half mile repeats.
I don't know.
Warm up for a mile, then run a half mile fast, then walk for about 5 minutes, then do another half mile fast, then walk for 5 minutes, and then run to cool down. That wouldn't have been bad.
Maybe.
If we were in the mood for it.
Yeah.
But we weren't.
Maybe tomorrow. Rhonda is coming back tomorrow.
No, she came back this afternoon.
Oh.
Today's okay, Tuesday.
I don't even know what day it is.
Okay. Here's the plan. We got a new peach tree.
Yes.
Okay, which we should be training for right now since it's July 4th.
Yes.
Then we need to do the Athens half in October. Around the 19th, whatever, however the weekend falls. And then we need to do Galloway half.
Yep. And that's one of my halves to make up for last year because I didn't run one.
You didn't? Oh, that's right. You didn't show up for Athens.
No.
You had some flimsy excuse.
Yeah. Huh? Is that a mile?
Yep. See? That was a 12:49, and we weren't even pushing it. We're just chugging along. We're so fast.
Yeah, we are.
Well, we're probably running in the high nines when we're running, don't you think?
Oh yeah, I need to.
To average 12.
Find another 5K to run where I run and not. Walk with my friend. Let's see.
Well, there's plenty of them.
I didn't hear my beeper go off for a mile, did it?
I don't know. Look at your watch.
Yeah, it says 107, but I didn't hear it.
Well, you have it set. Yeah. Well, tomorrow is our hill workout. So you better rest up.
Are we going to Stone Mountain?
No, we'll do this hill right here. Unless you want to go to Stone Mountain.
Okay.
We'll, last week when I did it, it was,
what, that hill over here?
The one going up to Killing Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Last week I ran a mile easy and got over the bottom of the hill. End of the mile.
Right.
Then I had my watch set for 45 seconds. And after the 45 seconds, it would beep. And it would go into recovery mode until I pushed the button.
Wow.
So we could walk back down the hill and get down the bottom. And then once you hit the button, it goes back into the 45 seconds. And did that 8 times.
8?
Yeah. So, and then I ran, I think a mile afterwards, or a little over a mile. I ran to make it a 4-mile run. That's what I usually do. We could run up to the water fountain.
Nope.
See if it's turned on.
Nope.
Huh?
Nope. I'm thinking it's not.
Yeah, but it's something to do, you know?
Nope.
You could.
Not today.
Why?
Especially if I'm running in or whatever hills tomorrow. Nope.
Oh.
3 miles.
3.1.
Whatever.
3.11. Yeah. Because whenever I go into Runkeeper, sometime it loses some distance for some reason. Somebody's coming behind us. Must be riding a bike, huh?
We're training wheels.
It's warm today.
I know.
What do you think it is?
I would think it's at least 80.
Three?
Yeah. 82, 83.
Now, what you got to do is figure out which 10K program you want to use. You want to use.
I don't want to do one that you got to do fast stuff.
How do you get faster?
Huh? I'm at it.
Huh? You got to run some distance to do that. And you're not too good on that distance part.
I've run 7 miles 2 times this last month.
Well, I know, but I mean, during the week, getting your miles in all week long, not running one day a week 7 miles.
Oh, I know.
You need to get where you're running at least 4 days a week. Minimum of 3 miles. At least one of them should be a hard day. You could have 2 easy days, a hard day, and a long day.
Well, whose program is that?
Oh, I don't know. There's plenty of them around. We could look at the Galloway 10K program again.
Yeah.
But it has that magic mile in there where every so many weeks you run a magic mile to see what your pace is.
Yeah.
So we could do that. Okay. So right now the one I've got in Training Peaks is, I think it's Hal Higdon's 10K.
Right. I think we'll be able to turn around at that island.
We should. We've gone 1.53. Turn around. It's cooler going back.
Shade's high.
Well, I think the sun's on your back, that's why. And the breeze, a little bit of breeze coming this way. Okay.
From the beginning, right? Or not?
Well,
we're a little ahead of it.
I don't know, I'll have to look. But I think his long runs go up to about 10 miles for the 10K.
Right.
I'll have to see. we're slowing down. Wow. What do you got for average pace on yours?
12:33. Right?
I got 12:44. But let's see, I got 1.72 miles.
That's a lap pace.
Should be the one after the one that doesn't have the heart rate.
Yeah.
Of course, probably different screens because we're not using a programmed workout. We're just
12. That's the lap pace, 12:27.
What's the next one?
It goes to the time.
And now what's that one?
The distance, the time, and the pace for what you're doing right this minute.
Lap pace? Oh. Oh, so like what we're running right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, lap pace is good.
Lap pace, we're doing 8-something.
Lap pace?
No, pace.
Just running just then. Oh, see, I thought we run faster when we're running than to get a 12-something average, you gotta run a little faster to average it out.
What did yours say?
Overall pace, average is 12:42. What's the lap pace?
12:30.
Okay. Does it give you the overall distance and
overall
distance, time, and then just a lap pace?
1.88 time, and then pace right this minute.
Oh, okay. That's on that one.
Yeah, and then the next one is this lap distance, lap time, and lap pace.
Oh, so it's just showing a mile, or how far you've gone?
Yeah.
That can all be changed. See, my lap time is 11:40. Average pace 12:42. Lap distance 9.93. Too much information. Should just be running. I'm 1 minute and 11 seconds ahead of my virtual training partner.
12:21 that lap.
I got 12:29. That's not bad. But I don't see your runs on Garmin Connect either. It shows it locked still.
Well,
I think what you're going to have to do
is deinstall it and install it back.
Well, uninstall it.
Yeah.
Reset your iPhone.
Okay.
That should clear anything out. And then install it. And see if that does it. Because it shouldn't. It should give you the ability to change those settings instead of showing it blank. That just doesn't make sense. Because I even see Joe's stuff. Of course, he's not using the Vivo Fit. He's using that Vivo whatever. Vivo Active, I think it's called.
Why some days your legs feel like elephant legs.
That probably depends on what you've been doing.
Well, I think I need to go to the chiropractor.
I mean, I got in 8 miles of walking the day before this run. So that ought to give me over 11 miles for the day on my step count thing. Okay, so our plan, we'll do Galloway's 10K for Peachtree, and then we'll switch to his half marathon.
Yep.
I think that's a minimum of 4 days a week on those schedules. Trouble is, it seems like the hard days always come on days I'm tired.
But you don't feel.
That's why I did that fartlek workout yesterday. I was feeling good.
Yeah.
And it wasn't one of my running days. It was.
So then you're not.
It was one of my bicycling days, which right. I seem to skip all of them.
Well.
So I just said.
Then later in the week, you're not like, oh crap, I ran out of days.
Yeah.
I'm just happy to have so many days in a row of sun.
It's supposed to be this way all week. So how many miles did you get on your walk at noon?
1.75.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
We're not walking. We're not strolling.
Yeah.
And she goes, she said, I wish we could get to 2 miles. And I'm like, I don't know.
You'll have to run a couple of times to do that.
No, I don't think I'll be able to. Because it's hard for me to walk that fast anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I really need to run as it is.
Yeah.
Which, I don't think it matters. I could probably, even if you run a couple of spurts, maybe it'll get us to 2 miles.
Yeah.
Oh, I brought in my bottom drawer. I got deodorant and I got spray smelly stuff.
You're equipped, huh?
I wish
and you got a t-shirt you bring to walk
yep.
in?
Yeah. Either that or I wear a sleeveless shirt.
Yeah.
Under my stuff. I'm going to take your shirt off. See? My breathing is good for the most part. I mean, my ankles. And I really think I do need to go to the chiropractor.
Well, go.
I feel like either this part of my back right here. You know, because this foot falls asleep.
Yeah.
It could be my back.
Yeah.
And not necessarily my legs.
Oh, on Facebook, I put on there my 7 mile run, and I put, I ran down to the Green Wheel Trail and back with my daughter Laura.
All right.
And Joe puts on there, that must have been really hard. You don't have a daughter. And I said,
he's so hurt.
I said, you're not making sense, comma, once again.
Well,
and he goes, why change now?
Maybe he had dementia or something.
Oh, no, that's just his humor.
Oh. You never know.
So, tell him, you're my daughter.
Well, I should post on there and say, for someone that doesn't have a daughter, I'm sure look like him.
Oh, you don't have the nose that Ryan does and Chris does and Rob does.
Nope. I guess I look like my mom.
More, yeah. Mine looked more like Ryan's before I broke it.
Yeah. I don't know, but you look more and more like Grandpa every day.
You always turn into your parents, you know.
You were looking down the other day, and I was like, oh my God, take a picture. You look totally like Grandpa. them. Your face and your neck, which I got grandmom's.
Yeah.
I remember. She'd always go, one day I'm going to get a facelift.
Well, she's always hung up on that. It was no big deal.
And I got the exact same thing she's got. And trust me, mom looked exactly like grandma did.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God. She posted it.
She's got a rounder face.
Grandma or mom?
Your mom.
Yeah, but their eyes and their hair. I said, I wonder if the older you get, the shorter your hair gets and you get that old lady hair. Because
as long as it doesn't turn blue, right?
Her hair. She's got it almost. Style, because they took a picture at a luncheon that they were at.
Uh-huh.
And they made a magnet and sent me a picture of them.
Right.
I was like, oh my gosh. They look totally alike. Especially their eyes, because I think I'm going to have her eyes, because she's got that extra layer of skin on top of her eyes. So that one, it almost covers her eye. And as my mom has gotten older.
Let's beat this car.
Has done the same. So
we're not averaging that much slower than what I ran yesterday. I averaged 12:30 yesterday doing that fartlek workout. Doing 12:35 right now on our easy day. See how that works out? That just means we're naturally getting faster. That's true.
No, because my hard day will be the same. So, tomorrow I probably won't be able to breathe.
Oh, give me a break. I got 2.92. I've got a new thing on my web page and on my blog where it's called SpeakPipe. SpeakPipe. People can click on it and leave a minute and a half message.
Oh, really?
You know, for free.
Ah, have you had anybody leave a message?
Well, no, because I haven't even mentioned it yet.
Oh.
But I would like for them to.
I didn't even hear him talk.
Yeah. Yeah, you get it's free for up to a minute and a half. If you want to pay so much a month, you can get it to go like 3 minutes or whatever.
A minute and a half.
Yeah. Well, that's 3 miles right there.
And my foot's totally asleep.
Wake it up. Tell it, wake up, foot. A little bit to sleep, but at least it won't hurt. That's your 3 mile foot.
Yeah, I know. I gotta get rid of that before.
Well, did it go to sleep when you ran 7 miles?
No.
Well, see, that's what you need to do, is run farther. Huh? Makes sense to me.
I don't know what it has to do with. I gotta figure it out first. If anybody out there listening knows why somebody's foot would go to sleep
at the 3 mile mark,
leave a message on Dad's thing.
at the 3 mile mark,
we are
right?
At 3:11.
Are we? Well, we can stop. How's that? I got 12:35 average. Do you stop yours?
Nope.
Recovery time, 12 hours.
That was my fastest mile, 12:19.
Oh, yeah. I got 3.12 miles in 39:13, 12:35 pace. Let's see what my mile splits are here.
See, now, we walked that race faster than we just ran. Because we did it in 38 something. How is that possible?
It's possible. First mile is a 12:48.
So,
second mile's at 12:29. Third mile's at 12:25. So you actually ran faster during that race than what you thought.
Yeah.
Well, in a race, you naturally run faster
right,
when you're
so
running.
If I really would have ran.
You would have done
I
much better.
I mean, if I would have been on my regular.
Yeah, you probably would have done under 36.
Oh, yeah.
What did you run at the Hearts and Souls? Was that a 36?
30, no, I did a 31-something.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or right up, either 31-something or 32-something.
Oh.
But I did 45 and 15.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Well, that's my race interval.
Which is what my beeper is on, but we didn't do that because I forgot it in the car.
Oh. See, 45 and 15 is basically the same interval as 3:1.
Right.
Just shortened down. That's what Galloway was saying. You can do the same
distance.
Proportion.
Right, right.
And you'll end up with the same amount in running and walking,
right.
But in shorter segments.
Which is what I
And you'll end up running faster.
Right.
And that's what, when I did Athens, what I run in 2:23 this last year, I was running 45 and 15.
Well, when I did Jacksonville, I did it. I think I ran 2 and walked 1, which was too much.
Yeah.
I mean, I did it the whole time.
See, you could have done a 1.5.
Yeah.
That would have been the same proportions.
Yeah, because it was.
But I think 45 and 15 is
good,
the best one, because that's really a 3:1.
That is.
And in a race, you can run it in. Well, that's what I did at Hearts and Souls. I did 45 and 15. And I averaged, I think the first mile was under 10-minute pace. And then the other two were a little bit over. So I averaged like 10.
You did it in 29-something.
I did. Well, no. I was at 30-something. Because I averaged overall.
Yeah, but you were right at 30.
Well, yeah. I was close. I was right at 31. Because it's 3.1 miles.
Well,
and I was doing 10-minute pace.
I must have been at 32-something.
You must have been about at 33.
Well, 32-something.
Okay.
Under 33.
Okay.
I need to go back and look. Because that's what I need to try to beat.
Let's see, I was right. I think I averaged like 10:03 pace.
Yeah.
So that was like 31 something.
Yeah.
But that's using that 45 and 15. And well, to me, I mean, it's slow compared to when I used to race.
Yeah, but
running that way, it's good. I mean,
yeah, because you're not dying, and that has those some.
Plus, it's a short race, and a longer race, it makes a bigger difference.
Right.
Because you don't slow down.
Right, the whole time.
So you end up with a faster time overall than you normally would.
Right.
Because if I would have run the half marathon just running it, I probably would have died at 10 miles.
Yeah.
And then the last three, I'd have just
been
suffering.
14-minute mile.
Yeah, so then I'd have probably got a 2:29 instead of 2:23.
Yeah.
And hurt.
I know.
Compared to feeling good afterwards. This breeze doesn't feel too bad.
No, the humidity and the breeze has been great the last couple,
Yeah.
It hasn't gotten to where it's like
summer. Well, I'll look up the. Do you have that Galloway book?
I have
the 10K or just a half. I'll look up the 10K program. But you probably want to use the easiest 10K program because you don't want to exert yourself.
Well,
I know you. Oh,
well,
I know
and then
one.
If I do better, then that's better.
Yeah, but if you do the one that's one above that and give yourself a time goal and force yourself to work a little bit harder.
Well, that's fine.
Then
you can go one above the lowest.
Okay.
I would like to. I'm trying to think what I need to go back and look at my peach tree.
See, because the first ones are always to finish. Well, you know you're going to finish.
Yeah.
So you might as well do one that you want to shoot for a time, even if you don't make it. At least you've tried.
Well, I want to go look. I'm going to go look at my peach tree time. I should go look at the last. Well, last year I didn't do it, but the last 3 years before that.
Uh-huh.
And if I'm walking at lunch, that'll make my walk pace faster when I'm doing the walk.
Yeah.
So
I'll have to seriously train to keep up with you.
I doubt it.
You
get way more mileage than me.
Well, we're still recording here. What is that?
You should have told everybody happy Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody.
Yeah, see?
So does that mean you're supposed to have a margarita?
Yes.
Oh.
And some chips and guacamole.
Okay, and you're supposed to say...
Over 81 million avocados are consumed today.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Oh. Okay, you're supposed to say, this is the Lost Trail Runner podcast, episode 97.
This is the Lost Trail Runner episode 97.
That wasn't very good.
What am I supposed to say?
This is the Lost Trail Runner podcast, episode 97.
This is the Lost Trail Runner podcast, episode 97.
Oh, that's much better for a beginner.
And then you go, adios.
Adios.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.